AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Investigators are working to connect a barnacle-covered wing part that washed up on a remote Indian Ocean island to the Malaysia Airlines flight that vanished more than a year ago. Australia's Deputy Prime Minister Warren Truss says a number of the wreckage on the wreckage could help identify the plane.
There is a number on the parts, BB670. That is not a serial number or a registration number, but it's possible that it could be a maintenance number, and that might help an early investigation.
Even if it is confirmed to be a long-awaited first clue to the disappearance of Flight 370, there's no guarantee investigators can still find the plane's recorders or other remains. Closing arguments presented in the latest phase of the sentencing of Colorado theater shooter James Holmes.
The jury had rejected the claim of insanity, but defense attorney Tamara Brady urged jurors to consider Holmes' mental illness.
It was not about notoriety. It was not about hatred. It was about the delusion.
Prosecutor George Brockler told jurors nobody in their right mind would plan a massacre of a theater full of human beings.
But not having the same brain that we have does not protect you from the ramifications of those decisions.
Jurors could override a potential death penalty and sentence Holmes to life without parole. I'm Ed Donahue.
The University of Cincinnati police officer who fatally shot a motorist during a traffic stop pleaded not guilty to a charge of murder. He's posted 10% of his $1 million bail and has been released. Sheriff's Major Charmaine McGuffey says Ray Tensing seemed happy to be out of jail.
I think he's relieved, just like anybody would, to have the bond posted and to leave the Justice Center.
She's at the Hamilton County Sheriff's Office. This is AP Radio News. A Royal Dutch Shell icebreaker that was the target of environmental protesters left Portland, Oregon Thursday, bound for an Arctic drilling operation. But there was a tense standoff with kayakers and activists who had dangled from a bridge to block its path. Portland Fire Lieutenant Rich Tyler.
We went ahead and went over the side with a firefighter, went down to where the ropes were connected and anchored. We attached our ropes to their ropes and then disconnected their ropes from their anchor and then lowered them safely down to the Multnomah County Sheriff's boat below.
An anti-gay extremist stabbed six people at Jerusalem's annual Gay Pride Parade. The attacker was arrested at the scene. A federal lawsuit charges that CVS deliberately overcharged some pharmacy customers for generic drugs by submitting claims to their insurance companies at inflated prices. The suit filed in federal court in San Francisco. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.